Definitely. Definitely, when people see us united, they will definitely admire the thing that is bringing us together. In year 2006, in Texas Dawah Conference that took place in Houston, Sheikh Waleed, I don't know if you know him, Sheikh Waleed Bassiouni, came and told me that we will have an announcement after the prayer. And after the prayer, he said, Allahu Akbar Takbir, and everybody was saying Takbir. And I asked, what's the story? One of the brothers, a security guard there in Texas Dawah Convention, he's not Muslim. At the time of the prayer, he saw us coming, and mashallah, we were about 3,000 people there in the conference from all different walks of life, all different colors, standing together next to each other. Just by looking at that, he accepted Islam. That brother. Subhanallah. This is just one example to second what the brother said. There are many ways, inshallah. This is just one thing. Many things will come, bi-ithnillah. Alright. Inshallah, we are ready to begin. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa nittaba'a huda. To continue from where we stopped, now, Baghdad was occupied and destroyed. What happened to the Khalifa? The Khalifa was kept to tell and confess where the treasures are. After he confessed, after they took everything, there is no need for him anymore. Now it's time to kill him. Hulaku, to prove that he was a man of his word, he did not shed the blood of the Khalifa. He commanded the soldiers to wrap him in carpet. So he was wrapped, and then he was killed by kicking. All the soldiers kicked him at the same time until he was dead in that carpet. And then he was thrown. Can you imagine that end? Subhanallah. I said that at the beginning of the day, and I'm repeating that now. You don't know when you will die, but you can choose how you die. Imagine the last Khalifa of the Muslims dying this horrible death. Subhanallah. This is what happened. Now, it's time for the reward. MashaAllah. Ibn al-Alqami, waiting for his reward. I helped you. And subhanallah, the first one that will be humiliated by the enemy is the one that helps them as a traitor. If you did not respect the people that helped you, how you think you will be respected by your enemy? Hulaku promised him that he will be in charge, and he fulfilled that promise as well. Now there is no Khalifa. The Khalifa is killed. Baghdad is destroyed. But Ibn al-Alqami, yeah, he will be in charge. However, not independently. Under the supervision of the Tatars. And the Tatars, they deliberately humiliated Ibn al-Alqami. To remind him that you are just in the front. We are the rulers. Not you. And subhanallah, one of the Muslims who was able to survive, he looked at Ibn al-Alqami on a donkey after he used to ride a horse. Just like now when you have Bentley and then you are downgraded to small car. He told him, is that how the Khalifa, the Abbasids, is that how they treated you? And that word hit him in the core. Only a few days later he died. Ibn al-Alqami. That is the reward, that is the penalty for the traitor. Subhanallah. In this dunya before the akhirah, he did not enjoy his treachery. After his death, his son was there. He's ready also. The son of Ibn al-Alqami. And the Tatars, they also gave him the position of his father, still under the command, under the supervision of the Tatars. But again, his son also died in the same year. All that took place in year 656. All that. Now, Hulaku finished from Baghdad. He has no need. He took all the treasures. He went to the bank of the lake. He sat there enjoying for some time, dispatching his son. His son's name is Ashmut. Ashmut now is leading the way. Ashmut is leading the way. Now, the Abbasid Khilafah fell. The major hurdle is gone. What is left? What is left now? On the north, there is Al-Mosul. Is Al-Mosul a problem? No. The man there is a traitor, Badruddin Lu'lu. Then, we move to another place, Halab and Hims. There is a man from the Ayyubids. He is not like the others. His name is Turan Shah. Turan Shah was a good man. He was the uncle of An-Nasir Yusuf. Who is An-Nasir Yusuf? Yeah, but who is An-Nasir? What did he do in this time? How? His own son. An-Nasir Yusuf, now I was trying to delay that until tomorrow, but I will mention it now. An-Nasir Yusuf, he was fighting his brother in Egypt, Ayyub. Ayyub in Egypt, his brother Yusuf in Damascus. And Yusuf wanted to re-establish the unity. Not because he wants to unite the Muslims, but because he wants larger portion. That's it. So in order to do that, he sent his son who helped Hulaku. He sent his son to Hulaku, asking him to help him against his own brother, against Ayyub in Egypt. Hulaku considered that very inappropriate, and he sent him a letter reminding him. That letter, I like to read it in Arabic, because in English, it's just translation. He threatened him. He told him, have you forgotten what we did to the Khalifa when we asked him about things and he lied and he deserved the punishment? Don't you know that Allah sent us as rulers from the heavens that we rule by His command? How dare you send your son and you don't come by yourself? He considered that an insult. You want something from me, you yourself come to me. Yusuf was terrified. What happened to the treachery? It just took place earlier. I sent my own son. No, that's not accepted. Yusuf now realized that it's only a matter of time until Hulaku comes. Alhamdulillah, at least he woke up late. And to wake up even late, that's better than to stay asleep. He declared jihad. Again, Yusuf is not a man of jihad. Even earlier, you remember Louis? Yeah, Louis who was attacking Egypt. Yusuf offered him Jerusalem for free. Jerusalem that was liberated after the battle of Hattin, it was offered for free. Only to help him against his own brother. Can you imagine that level of, I don't know, what do you call it? Stupidity, lack of religion. What level of that?
Apostasy.
Maybe. I mean, it's really a tough word to say. You need to be careful. But maybe. Now, immediately after the occupation of Baghdad and after Hulaku left, still the rulers, Badruddin Lu'lu and Nasir Yusuf and others, they went to Hulaku to renew their oaths of obedience and to give the pledge of allegiance. So, settle down, chill out, everything is fine, we are your followers. But Hulaku is on a mission. He was sending his son, Ashmut. Ashmut found a hurdle in the way. One man, in a time of rare men, existed. One man stood up for Hulaku and his army. That man was Al-Kamil Muhammad Al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah. this man was a real leader. Again, you expect at least Salah al-Din, he has to have some children like him. But subhanAllah, even studying Salah al-Din, with all the achievements he did, sometimes one tiny mistake, that will lead later to grave errors. One of main mistakes is giving the leadership to your children, just because they are your children. That's not the way in Islam. People nowadays talk about democracy. Democracy that they mean, the first time it was really implemented, it is in the time of the Khulafa. Muslims are the first ones. When Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anh asked the people of Medina, who do you prefer, Uthman or Ali? And they all unanimously chose Uthman. So Uthman radiallahu anh became the Khalifa, even though Ali radiallahu anh was the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They want examples, we have examples. We are the Muslims. That's what was implemented. Giving the position of leadership because it's just your son, that is no good. So, rahimallah Salah al-Din, may Allah have mercy and shower his grave with mercy. He achieved a lot. But one tiny mistake might lead to lots of deviation and division. And that took place there. But still, from that righteous man, you expect to have righteous men. And one example of that was Al-Kamil Muhammad Al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah. Al-Kamil Muhammad, he was ruling a small region in Turkey. And specifically, a city called Mia Farqin. Mia Farqin. That was his area. And he knew about what happened in Baghdad. The news came everywhere. Muslims cried over the places. Muslims were saddened by what happened to Baghdad. But where are the actions? The fall of the greatest city in the world. The fall of the Khilafah. That is a tragedy for all of us. Even when the Ottoman Empire, and the story of the Ottoman Empire itself needs a program separately. They tried their best until they were able, through the Jews, to destroy the Ottoman Empire as well. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man mata walaysa fi unuqihi bay'a mata mitatan jahiliyyah." He who dies without a pledge, without giving pledge of allegiance, he would die a similar death of those people of jahiliyyah. So your religion is incomplete. Your iman, you did not reach the level of complete iman. Why? Because with the Khalifa, there are many things are established in the religion. One of them is unity. Giving the allegiance. It is a tragedy when Muslims do not have leader that they follow. And that's why even nowadays there is no mentioning of leadership. Every country has its own leader. So Al-Kamil Muhammad Al-Ayyubi rahimahullah, he stood up. He knew for a fact that he is no match for the Tatars. But he saw also what happened to the Khalifa. What happened to the people before him. So why he died like them? So he stood up and he decided that he will resist. Now, in the eyes of the world, what was considered Al-Kamil Muhammad Al-Ayyubi? Exactly, he was an outlaw, terrorist. Why? What act of terrorism he committed? He is defending his own land. He should not do that. You should turn in your land for the strong power. Ashmut was coming. The siege was around the city in Rajab. Keep track of the years and the months. What day Baghdad fell? Exactly, the 4th of Safar. The 4th of Safar. Okay, we said the first attack was in Muharram, the first month, Muharram. The second month is Safar. It literally fell on that day. On the 14th, after 10 days of killing, on the 14th, the Khalifa himself was killed. The Khalifa, Al-Musta'sim, was killed on the 14th. They kept until almost the 14th of Rabi', killing the people of Baghdad until the real amnesty was given. Okay, these are the dates. Now we are moving to Mia Farqin. How long it took Ashmut to reach almost Turkey? 4 months. less than 4 months in Rajab. Now we're talking about Rajab. What month of the Hijri calendar is Rajab? Fifth? Not the sixth? Not the seventh? Eighth? Omar, come quickly. Yeah, there is a gift for you because you gave the correct answer. It is the seventh. Very good. Oh yeah. So, it is the seventh. In Rajab, year 656, Mia Farqin was besieged. At that time, Yusuf still did not receive the letter from Hulaku. So, Al-Kamil Muhammad sent a letter to his relative, to An-Nasr Yusuf. Help me, rescue me. I am besieged by the Tatars. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. Where were the tears that were shed over Baghdad? Isn't this similar, another city? And you are next in line? Where were Muslims at that time? Nobody moved. You know how long it took that small city to fall? 18 months. A year and a half. That shows the real resistance. When there is true Muslims. Al-Nasir Al-Kamil, Muhammad, rahimahullah, he realized that he's no match for the Tatars. And his region is a bit large for his small group. So he chose the strongest place in his region. And he took shelter there with his soldiers. And they resisted from there. For a year and a half, he was besieged. Until eventually, Mia Farqin fell. Again, you could delay the fall, but you might not be able to stop it. Now, some people would question, what was the wisdom behind that? Again, some of you asked the brothers and the sisters, they said, wasn't it better for him just to turn in the keys and to take a chance? Maybe Hulaku will be serious about the amnesty. What do you think? Wasn't that reckless? Why? He subjected all his people to killing. Why? Weren't there people in Baghdad were saved? Yeah. After 40 days of killing. We don't even look at it from this way. You are Muslim. When are the times that you are allowed to give in? We forgot that we are Muslims. We should not turn our backs. When we are attacked, we forgot that it is mandatory to defend our land. He who dies defending his honor, defending his property is shaheed. Where is all of that gone? But again, when you think about it from different perspective, from dunya perspective, yeah, you will have lots of different answers. Al-Kamil Muhammad rahimahullah refused and he resisted. And when they entered, everybody was killed. All the soldiers, all the mujahideen were killed and they kept Al-Kamil Muhammad. Ashmut took him, kept him alive, sent him to Hulaku. Now Hulaku was not directly there. He was coming to continue the invasion of the Muslim land. Now after Iraq, next to Iraq we have Syria. Al-Mosul was no problem. He was a traitor. They took that from him. They guaranteed that anytime they want, he will submit to them. It's no problem. Now there is Syria. Yes. Menko? He was there in Qurakorm. We'll talk about that tomorrow inshallah. Because actually there were some developments there. Hulaku wanted to invade Syria. Now from Iraq to Syria, the two major cities are Halab, Aleppo and Damascus, Dimashq. Distance wise, which one is closer? Damascus. It's actually straight. From Baghdad, you go straight, you reach Damascus. In order for you to go to Halab, to Aleppo, you have to go all the way to the north, to the Turkey. Turkish land. And then you go from the north, south to Aleppo. The road from the north is filled, there are two rivers, Tigris, Dijla and Euphrates, Al-Furat. There are mountains, but there is also lots of green land. While if you go straight, and this is what is expected, nobody ever crossed directly from Iraq to Damascus. Why? Why? There was a desert, Sahra al-Sanawa. That road was death sentence for all armies. Only one man in the history crossed that land with the army. Khalid radiallahu anhu. Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhu with the army. And actually Umar radiallahu anhu rebuked him. But Khalid was confident of his capabilities and the capability of his army. If Hulako did that, he would have taken the people of Damascus by surprise. But he did not need that because it's Al-Nasr Yusuf. So he didn't need the surprise factor. He kept going north. So he was going north. Ashmut was besieging Mia Farqin. Hulako reached Halab, Aleppo. In Halab, there is Turan Shah, the uncle of Al-Nasr Yusuf. Turan Shah was a real mujahid. But still, he could not stand up for Hulako. At that time, when Halab was besieged also and the people refused, Turan Shah al-Ayyubi refused to turn in the keys. At that time, the news came of the fall of Mia Farqin. And Anna al-Kamil, Muhammad al-Ayyubi, rahimahullah, was turned into Hulako.